Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningen M. Hangsing. The Department of Health and Family Welfare, Naglan and George Institute for Global Health India has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, at the Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Kohima, yesterday. The partnership will focus on promoting Community Action for Health Patang Project, which aims to build upon Naglan's community-led health reforms. Principal Director of Health and Family Welfare Department, Naglan, Dr. Marininla Sindlam, said the signing of MOU marks the beginning of a new chapter in a collective journey towards strengthening the health system and improving population health outcomes in Nagaland. She said it is not merely a formal agreement, but it is a commitment to cooperate, development to collaborate, innovate and share responsibility. George Institute for Global Health India Director Dr. Pallab Maulik informed that the institute is a research organization and look forward to work with the Nagaland government not only in research but also in capacity building. The agitation launched by ad hoc teachers in Nagaland to press their demand for service regularization entered its 10th day yesterday, with the demonstrators rejecting the government's request to withdraw the casework. The members of All Nagaland Ad Hoc Teachers Group 2015 batch held a meeting at their protest site in front of the Directorate of School Education and demanded that the government give a definite timeline for completion of their regularization process. The protesters said they rejected the department's appeal to withdraw the casework, claiming that the authorities in its February 12 letter failed to give any specific timeline for the regularization of the 1,166 ad hoc teachers. The group maintained that mere assurances without a clear roadmap would not address their long-pending demand for service regularization. The agitating teachers said they were waiting for the outcome of a high-level meeting convened by Chief Minister Nipiu Rio and expressed hope that the meeting would result in a clear and time-bound decision regarding their regularization. The group reiterated that it remains open to dialogue but asserted that the agitation would continue until a definite and written commitment with a specific timeline is provided by the government. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said India's rapidly expanding creator economy is being powered by the country's strong digital infrastructure and skilled population. The minister was speaking during the session on the official satellite event of the AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi yesterday. The minister urged everyone to take the responsibility to ensure that the new technology is strengthening the trust between the institutions.
All of us will have to take the responsibility for making sure that the new technology is strengthening the trust rather than belittling it, reducing it, creating that breakup between different institutions without creating the alternative. There will have to be a technical and legal solution. I have interacted with ministers from more than 20 countries on this. Every one of them believes that time has come when the society has to look at it with a fresh, in a totally new way. The construct of freedom of speech has to be with responsibility on the person who's speaking.
A two-day training on gender-sensitive budgeting and outcome budgeting got underway at Administrative Training Institute, Kohima. Development Commissioner Temsunaro Iyer, in her opening remarks, said the training reflects the state government's commitment to building a more inclusive, effective and capable system of planning and budgeting. She said the objective of the training is to build awareness and practical skills among officers to integrate gender concerns into planning, budgeting and monitoring. Ms. Iyer also emphasized that gender-responsive budgeting is not the responsibility of a single department alone. She noted that every department, whether in the social or economic sector, has a role to play as every policy and program carries a gender impact in one way or another. The District Disaster Management Authority, DDMA Jumu Kedima, will be conducting a mock disaster management exercise on 23rd and 24th of February as part of preparedness activities for the year 2025-26. Deputy Commissioner and Chairman, DDMA Jumu Kedima, Polan John, informed that the tabletop exercise will be held on 23rd February at 11 a.m. at the DC office, while the main mock exercise will take place on 24th February at 11 a.m. in Jumu Kedima village ground. The mock drill aims to strengthen interdepartmental coordination, assess emergency response mechanisms, and enhance community preparedness during disaster situations. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.